Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We got so many things to share with you. One is, I thought was pretty interesting, and speaking of God's news behind the news, that you may have heard us share it on VFN Radio, but the Benghazi situation over in Libya is the top. As a matter of fact, CBN's reporting on the whistleblowers, Benghazi, a terror attack from the get-go. And prophetically, you know, we were speaking on the air because we're talking about not just the news. We're always talking about what God's news behind the news is. And what we're saying at that time, and if we had it pulled up, we could play it for you, but you can find it at the VFN Torch, that there was something wrong. It wasn't right. Things are being covered up here, even to the point it appears allegedly that the ambassador was being done away with. Wow. You know, I mean, that's what the prophetic word was then. I mean, it just seemed, you know, allegedly that's what was being done, but, you know, it was not verified. And now they're reporting that they knew from the moment that it was a terror attack and they could have responded. As a matter of fact, listen to CBN News.
Thanks for joining us here on the CBN News Channel. I'm Ephraim Graham. The deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi is back in the spotlight on Capitol Hill this week. Three officials will testify before a government committee investigating the attack. Republicans charge the Obama administration is covering up mistakes in its response to the attack and the aftermath. As George Thomas shows us, one high State Department official will challenge the White House's account.
Three men, all career State Department employees, will testify this week that the White House misled the country on what happened at the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya. One of them is Gregory Hicks. He was the number two man in Libya. He will tell Congress that he knew immediately the attack wasn't in response to a protest. According to interview transcripts, Hicks says, "I thought it was a terrorist attack from the get-go. I think everybody in the mission thought it was a terrorist attack from the beginning." U.S. Ambassador to Libya Chris Stevens died in the attack along with three other Americans. Yet 5 days after the attack on September 11, 2012, U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice went on multiple Sunday shows blaming the incident on an anti-Muslim video that appeared on the Internet. She insisted the attack was spontaneous. Some Republicans say the administration's response was calculated, coming on the heels of a presidential election less than 2 months away.
Well, clearly there was a political decision to say something different than what was reasonable to say.
Hicks will also testify that a small team of U.S. Special Forces were ready to fly a rescue mission to Benghazi, but were ordered to stand down. This directly contradicts the White House, which said all available resources were explored to respond to the attacks. This past weekend, several Democrats said Rice's comments about the attack were wrong and that references to Islamic extremists and al-Qaeda were scrubbed from her so-called talking points. Some Republicans accused the Obama administration of trying to downplay the threat posed by terrorists.
There's sort of a tendency to underplay what is, in fact, I think, a growing and pretty dangerous and, to some extent, a different kind of threat than what we were facing, you know, three or four years ago.
Hicks has also told investigators that Ambassador Rice's response may have hampered efforts to capture those responsible for the Benghazi attacks, saying, "I firmly believe that the reason it took us so long to get the FBI to Benghazi is because of those Sunday talk shows." Hicks and the two State Department employees will speak publicly for the first time Wednesday when they appear before Congress. George Thomas, CBN News.
It was spoken prophetically by John Paul Jackson of Streams Ministries that and Awe TV that a day's coming that you won't even political leaders, you don't even, they don't, it doesn't, can't trust anything they're saying. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're going to have to apologize to people like Richard Nixon and other people.
Really.
That things that were done and said for something so serious as what's taking place in the world today for political gain, power. If this is true, and of course this is just being reported by CBN News, this is tragic. I guess the biggest tragedy of all about it is most don't even think about it.
Doesn't even cross their mind.
And how soon the largest attack on America has faded away since 9/11, which was the Boston Marathon bombings by terrorists.
Right.
And you're thinking, my goodness, you know, we have to, you know, keep us awake. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.